This is KEPWLP 97.3 FM, Peaceworks Community Radio in Eugene, Oregon, streaming online at www.kepw.org.
Traveling, I thought you knowed. I've been having some hard traveling way down the road. I've been having some hard traveling, hard rambling, hard gambling, and I've been having some hard traveling long. Oh, I've been riding them blind passengers, I thought you knowed. I've been riding them fast wheelers way down the road. Blind passengers, flat wheelers, dead enders, kicking up cinders, and I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Oh, I've been working in a hard rock tunnel, I thought you knowed. I've been pouring red hot slag way down the road. I've been blasting, I've been firing, and I've been pouring red hot iron, and I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Been hitching on 66 way down the road. Heavy load, worried mind. I'm looking for a woman that's hard to find, and I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Oh, I've been hitting some hard harvesting, I thought you knowed. North Dakota to Kansas City, way down the road. Clutching that wheat and stacking it here, trying to make about a dollar a day, and I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Oh, I've been locked in the Hard Rock Jail, I thought you knowed. I've been laying out 90 days way down the road. The mean old judge says to me it's 90 days for vagrancy, and I've been hitting some hard traveling, Lord.
Welcome to Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and fellow travelers. That was Hard Traveling, Bob Dylan on the Cynthia Gooding radio show from 1962 called Folk Singer's Choice.
And that was Dan, and I'm Jeff, and we'll be here every Thursday night playing Bob Dylan and fellow travelers. Now, Dylan's first song that he actually wrote that was on one of his albums, on the very first Bob Dylan album, there's a song called Song to Woody, in which he actually refers to some of his fellow travelers. You might know that line, here's to Cisco and Sonny and Leadbelly too, and all the good people who traveled with you. So our subtitle, Bob Dylan and Fellow Travelers, we'll be hitting fellow travelers at least to some extent every week, but tonight we're focusing on these fellow travelers quite a bit. So right now we're going to play Song to Woody, Dylan's first self-written song from his very first album.
I'm out here 1,000 miles from my home. walking a road other men have gone down. I'm seeing your world of people and things. Here, paupers and peasants and princes and kings. Hey, hey, Woody Guthrie, I wrote you a song about a funny old world that's a-coming along. Seems sick and it's hungry, it's tired and it's torn. It looks like it's a-dying and it's hardly been born. Hey, Woody Guthrie, but I know that you know all the things that I'm a-saying and a-many times more. I'm a-singing you this song, but I can't sing enough, 'cause there's not many men who've done the things that you've done. Here's to Cisco and Sonny and Leadbelly too, and to all the good people that traveled with you. Here's to you, the hearts and the hands of the men that come with the dust and are gone with the wind. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I could leave today. Somewhere down the road someday, the very last thing that I'd want to do is to say I've been hitting some hard traveling too.
Looks like tomorrow'll be the same old way.
Woody Guthrie with Lonesome Day. Before that, Bob Dylan's Song to Woody. We got coming up next, Jimmy Rogers with TB Blues. Of Jimmy Rogers, Bob Dylan says that Jimmy Rogers, of course, is one of the guiding lights of the 20th century, whose way with song has always been an aspiration to those of us who have followed the path, a blazing star whose sound was and remains the raw essence of individuality in a sea of conformity par excellence with no equal. He wrote that we love the man, and we love what he did in the short time he was here, and we know that he rose above insurmountable odds in giving of himself with Herculean effort to achieve it, that he worked against time with a disease, that it was a quick assignment to the cemetery.
The words of Bob Dylan.
The words of Bob Dylan on Jimmy Rogers. The disease he's talking about is tuberculosis. And here is Jimmy Rogers singing about his tuberculosis with the TB Blues.
My good gal's trying to make a fool out of me. Lord, my gal is trying to make a fool out of me. Trying to make me believe I ain't got that old TB. I've got the TB blue. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. Cause my body rattles like a train on that old SB. I've got the TB blues. I've got that old TB, I can't eat a bite. Lord, I got TB, I can't eat a bite. Got me worried so, I can't even sleep at night. I've got the TB blues. Like a lion, it looks like I'm going to lose. I'm fighting like a lion, looks like I'm going to lose. Cause there ain't nobody ever whipped the TB blues. I got the TB blues. Gee, but the graveyard is a lonesome place. Lord, that old graveyard is a lonesome place. They lay you on your back, throw that mud down in your face. I've got the TB blues.
Got married, haven't been a minute apart. But to receive all in my hand, in religion and my heart, I can ring him up easy. Ah, oh well, ring him up easy. Don't make a mess. Said he ain't gone. Late Friday evening, hanging on a cross. Hang it down, Missouri. Oh, hang it down, Missouri. Don't make a mess.
Johnson with Jesus, Make Up My Dying Beds, singing in 1927. Dylan, of course, recorded a version of that on his first album. He called it See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Before that, we heard TB Blues by Jimmy Rogers, recorded in 1931, 2 years before TB, that is tuberculosis, took his life. Tonight, on Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and Fellow Travelers, we're focusing on Fellow Travelers.
Some of the earlier ones.
Yep, earlier ones.
The Johnsons, the Guthries. Yeah.
A couple of the Blind Willies. So,
hope you're enjoying this stuff and learning about the Fellow Travelers and the folks who influenced Dylan in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, we got Bob Dylan himself, Broke Down Engine, a song from
World Gone Wrong, but before that, we're going to listen to the original from Blind Willie McTell. Dylan said about this song, Broke Down Engine, that it is a masterpiece from Blind Willie McTell. It's about trains, mystery on the rails, the train of love, the train that carried my girl from town, the Southern Pacific, Baltimore and Ohio, whatever. It's about variations of human longing, the love, home, and meters and syllables. It's about dupes of commerce and politics colliding on tracks, not being pushed around by ordinary standards. It's about revival, getting a new lease on life, not just posing there, paint-chipped and flaked, mattress bare, single bulbs swinging above the bed. It's about ambiguity, the fortunes of the privileged elite, flood control, watching the red dawn, not bothering to dress.
Two versions of Broke Down Engine coming right up here on Hard Rain and Slow Trains.
Like a broke down angel, ain't got no driving feel. Feel like a broke down angel, mama, ain't got no driving wheel. You've been down and lonesome, you know how a poor man feels. I've been shooting craps and gambling, mama, and I done got broke. I've been shooting craps and gambling, honey, and I done got broke. I done pawned my pistol, mama, and my best clothes and so. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. I went down to my praying ground and fell on bended knees. I went down to my praying ground and fell on bended knees. I ain't crying for no religion, Lordy, give me back my good gal, please. If you give me my baby, Lord, I won't worry you no more. If you give me my baby, I won't worry you no more. You ain't got to put in my house, Lordy, only lead her to my door. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Don't you hear me, baby, rapping on your door? Don't you hear your daddy rapping on your door? Can I get out, snake limit, and tap it flat until blood cross your floor? Feel like a broke down angel, ain't got no drivers at all. Feel like a broke down angel, mama, ain't got no drivers at all. What makes me love my woman? She can really do the Georgie crawl. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Feel like a broke down angel, ain't got no whistle or bell. Feel like a broke down angel, ain't got no whistle or bell. If you're the real hot mama, drive away, that is weep and spell. I won't be back no more, baby.
That was Blind Willie McTell, 1931, Broke Down, Engine Blues Number 1. And here's Bob Dylan playing the same song. Listen to how he attacks it differently. Blind Willie McTell playing his 12-string. Bob Dylan comes in with his 6-string and attacks it with a ferocity. Here you go.
Feel like a broke down engine, ain't got no driving wheel. Feel like a broke down engine, ain't got no driving wheel. Y'all been down and lonesome, you know just how I come and feel. Been shooting craps and gambling, mama, and I done got broke. Been shooting craps and gambling, mama, and I done got broke. On my pistol, baby, my best coat and stole. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. I went down to my praying ground, fell on my bended knee. Went down to my praying ground, fell on my bended knee. I ain't crying for no religion, Lord, give me back my good gal, please. If you give me back my baby, I won't worry you no more. Give me back my baby, I won't worry you no more. Don't have to put it in my house, Lord, I just eat up to my door. Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy. Lord, Lordy, Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Can't you hear me, baby, rapping on your door? Can't you hear me, baby, rapping on your door? Now, be he no lemon, I'll tap it across your floor. Feel like a broke down engine, ain't got no drive at all. Feel like a broke down engine, ain't got no drive at all. What made me love my woman, she can really do the Georgia crawl. like a broke down engine, ain't got no whistle or bell. Mama, come and drive away daddy's big old
Seen the arrow on the doorpost, saying this land is condemned. All the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem, I traveled through East Texas. Where many martyrs fell, and I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McDowell. Well, I heard that hoot owl singing as they were taking down the tents. The stars above the barren trees was his only audience. Then charcoal gypsy maidens can strut their feathers well, but nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie McDowell. See them big plantations burning, hear the cracking of the whips, smell that sweet magnolia blooming, slavery's ship. I can hear them tribes mourning, hear that undertaker's bell. Nobody can sing the blues as a woman by the river with some fine young handsome man. He's dressed up like a squire, bootleg whiskey in his hand. There's a chain gang on the highway, I can hear them rebels yell, and I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McDowell. We all want what's his. incorruptible scene seem to be all that there is. I'm gazing out the window of the St. James Hotel.
Welcome back to Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and Fellow Travelers, with Jeff and Dan.
And you just heard Dylan's version of, his song, Blind Willie McTell, that was an outtake from the Infidel Session, one of the best songs he did in that era, and it didn't end up on the album, but luckily we got it from various versions of bootlegs. And before that, you heard Blind Willie McTell singing his song Broke Down Engine, and then Dylan sang that song Broke Down Engine. And we're going to come down to Lonnie Johnson now, another of the Fellow Travelers who influenced Dylan greatly. And Dan's going to read us some of what Dylan wrote about Lonnie Johnson.
Yeah, Bob Dylan met Lonnie Johnson a number of times in the early 60s at the Newport Folk Festival and other places. And he writes about Lonnie Johnson. He had been shown to me in the early a new style of guitar playing by Lonnie Johnson in the early 60s. Lonnie was the great jazz and blues artist from the 30s who was still performing in the 60s. Robert Johnson had learned a lot from him. Lonnie took me aside one night and showed me a style of playing based on an odd instead of even-numbered system. He had me play chords and he demonstrated how to do it. There was just something he knew about. Not necessarily something he used, because he did so many different kinds of songs. He said, "This might help you." Well, what was he talking about? Why don't we listen from Lonnie Johnson's 1926, "To Do This, You Got to Know How." The great Lonnie Johnson, who recorded in the early Louis Armstrong records, "To Do This, You Got to Know How." Thank you.
Hank Williams, Lost Highway. You know, Dylan wrote this wonderful book called Chronicles, Volume 1, in which he talks about people like Lonnie Johnson and Robert Johnson and Hank Williams. To some degree, I see this book as Dylan's explanation of how he came to be Bob Dylan, and he gives all these people credit. He talks about Hank Williams, says, the first time I heard Hank, he was singing on the Grand Ole Opry. The sound of his voice went through me like an electric rod, and I managed to get a hold of a few of his 78s. Baby, We're Really in Love, and Honky Tonkin', and Lost Highway, and I played them endlessly. They called him a hillbilly singer, but I didn't know what that was. Skipping around in time, I became aware that in Hank's recorded songs were the archetype rules of poetic songwriting. The architectural forms are like marble pillars, and they had to be there. So he says he learned to write songs from Hank Williams, among others. And of course, in that song, Lost Highway, you've heard him refer to the Rolling Stone. These mm-hmm. folks influenced yeah. him greatly.
Yeah, and he actually sang that song when he was in London in May of 1965, right before writing Like a Rolling Stone. So no doubt when he was writing Like a Rolling Stone, this song was in his mind.
Yeah, and so in that one of those movies, you can see him sitting in the hotel room playing this song.
Right, Don't Look Back, yeah. We've got coming up another emeritus of the Grand Ole Opry, in addition to Hank Williams, is the duo of Jack and Johnny. That's Jack Anglin and Johnny Wright. But before that, I want to play you a little fragment, just a little snippet from Bob Dylan's 2001 Tweedledee Dee and Tweedledee Dum. And then I'm going to play you Jack and Johnny, and you can tell if you notice a similarity.
You might recognize something.
Tweedledum and Tweedledee, they're throwing knives into the tree. out the noses to the grindstone. Living in the land of Nod. Trusting our fate to the hands of God. They pass by so silently. Tweedledee-dum and tweedledee-dee. They're going to the country, they're going to retire. They're taking a streetcar named Desire. Looking at the window with a pecan pie. A lot of things they'd like they would never buy. Neither one gonna turn and run. They're making a noise to the sun.
All right, so that was Tweedledee and Tweedledum, at least part of it, from 2001's Love and Theft. Now we're going to play for you Uncle John's Bongos. Take it away, Jack and Johnny.
Where, oh, where did Uncle John go? He traded his fiddle for an old bongo. The story I've heard that's going around, old Uncle John's in New York town.
Rockin' on the bongo, rockin' on the bongo. He's a-rankin' in the door, beatin' and rockin' on the old bongo.
Played a fiddle where he come from, but now he digs that crazy drum. He used to like it sweet and low, but now he beats that old bongo.
Rockin' on the bongo, rockin' on the bongo. He's a rankin' in the door.
No more in Tennessee. A beatnik he turned out to be. In Greenwich Village he sits around, right square in the middle of New York town.
Rockin' on the bongo, rockin' on the bongo.
They've all moved away. to a beautiful home by the bright Christian sea. Some beautiful day I'll meet them in heaven, where no one will be a stranger to me.
Everybody
that, Dan?
Bob Dylan with Rank Strangers to Me, recorded in 1987, released in 1988 on Down in the Groove.
And whose song was that?
That was a Ralph Stanley song, Ralph and Carter Stanley. Before that, we heard Ralph Stanley singing it, not with Carter, but with Keith Whitley on the lead guitar. And of course, Ralph Stanley singing that high lonesome tenor.
Some sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and Fellow Travelers.
And we've been hitting those Fellow Travelers hard tonight. Hope you folks are enjoying it and maybe learning something about the influences on Dylan and the way he worked with people who preceded him and people he learned from, people he got to hang out with. And we got a couple more songs for you before we're done here tonight. Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, we're going to go now to a song co-written with Bob Dylan, but co-written over a 40-year period of time. It's Spanish Mary, which is One of the songs that was left behind in 1967 was when Dylan was recording with the band in the basement of Big Pink.
Up there in upstate New York.
Woodstock, yeah.
When everybody out west was having their summer of love, these guys were just hanging out and singing fun songs and making up good ones.
Yeah, they'd start their day with Dylan coming over and pounding out some lyrics on a typewriter, and then they'd go downstairs and record for the rest of the afternoon. And this is one of a handful of lyrics that never got recorded and went in a box somewhere. And 40-plus years later, T-Bone Burnett.
Along with Elvis Costello and a whole bunch of good folks.
Mm-hmm. Dragged him out into the light. And this is Spanish Mary, which was the collaboration with Rhiannon Giddens. And she's started her career as a real back-to-the-roots musician. She's recorded with the Carolina Chocolate Drops and is presently releasing a string of her own solo albums. So let's listen to Spanish Mary from the New Basement Tapes.
There were three sailors, bold and true, with cargo they did carry. They sailed away on the ocean blue for the love of Spanish Mary. So deeply now were they disturbed, no longer could they tarry. Swoon and swore for the love of Spanish Mary. In Kingston town of high degree, the buffoon, the fool, the fairy all paid the dues and inquired to me for the love of Spanish Mary.
Try to stop.
was Regina McCreery and the Chicago Mass Choir with Pressing On, the song that Dylan ended his concerts for 3 years with from 1979 to 1981. Regina McCreery sang with him during that time, one of the few backup singers to stay with Dylan from 1979 to 1981.
Great. And that was on his album Saved?
Yes, he recorded Pressing On for Saved in 1980.
And you've been listening to Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and various fellow travelers, right here on KEPWLP, 97.3 FM, Peaceworks Community Radio in Eugene, Oregon. We sure do thank you, Dan and Jeff, here. Signing off until next week. We'll see you then with more Bob Dylan and fellow travelers.
Bye-bye.